At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Die Stuhl Podcast.
What do we want?
Mr. Stuhl!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
Guys are so mean. Those kids are real losers.
We don't want your music.
You're their forfeit.
You guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker over is being funny.
Nice word, you dunce.
I mean, everyone's been on it. How do you think he gets those guests? Just because it's so popular?
Because it's different. Yeah, I would say, I mean, you know, like, because it's something that nobody's ever done.
Do you think you'd be able to walk through the sauces?
Oh yeah, I could go. You think through so? It. I'm not going to enjoy it afterwards, but I can definitely go.
No,
through
I feel
it.
You. I feel you. I'm like in that same boat where it's like, I don't know if I would walk through. I would definitely be a baby
I'll
at
be
some
crying
point
at the end.
Yeah, I'd be a baby about it.
But I can do it. I know I can do it. I had the bomb before.
Oh yeah, no, that's one of the pretty hot, one of the great ones.
Yeah, but there's like four levels above that now.
But if you do, here's the way to use the bomb.
Yeah,
is you let's say you make your own like homemade fried chicken or something, right? You take that, you mix it in with like the egg and stuff that you put into the batter, so it adds that spice, but it's like subtle. And you just put a little bit, and it adds like a really intense form of spice. That's the way to use it. Because to me, you can't just like douse your wing in that and then enjoy it. No fucking way, dude. No
you
fucking
could even, way. You could even put it in the chicken, marinate it in the chicken a little bit.
Yes, you give it to use it for the actual flavor as opposed to overwhelm. Yeah. It's the same thing as like on a pizza. I can't bake the jalapeno on a pizza. Like I'll ask for jalapeno on the side if I want it. But if you bake jalapeno on a pizza, you just ruin the pizza. It all tastes like jalapeno.
Right. It does. It kind of like,
it overwhelms of like, it, especially people who don't know how to like parcel it out a little bit. Yeah. They just fucking put it all over there and say, all right, well, this is just a jalapeno pizza with whatever other ingredients.
Yeah. Speaking of fried chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got this black friend. No, I'm just kidding.
I knew something was coming.
No. What do you use to bread?
It depends. I'm honestly like the last couple of years, I just been buying panko because I like just a filet, boneless filet. You get some good panko, you double dip that. Like I'm a weirdo. Here's something that I do that's weird is I make like my egg batter, but I put a little bit of mayonnaise in there.
Interesting. Yeah. Why?
It thickens it up. It thickens like you have.
Okay. I get that.
You put like let's say you do two eggs, right?
Right.
About a little bit less than a tablespoon of mayo. You whip that up real good. It kind of thickens up and it makes the panko stick really well. And so it adds a little bit of a little oil, to inside of it.
Yeah, it's really what it's doing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I do like panko. That's newer to me. I never cooked with panko before, but we did fish one like with straight panko.
Oh yeah, dude, it's.
Oh man,
it was perfect. Here's something to do. You could buy them, you know, in the baking aisle or whatever. It's like $2 for a big old bag. Buy just regular plain baking coconut flakes. Throw that with some panko onto some shrimp.
Shrimp.
So good, so simple.
I might try that tonight. Actually, but I'll go with if I want like really crunchy fried chicken, I'll go with cornflakes.
Oh yeah, that's a good move. That's a solid move.
Cornflakes.
Me and my sister were talking.
And also the flour and all that shit too, but I use that for the crunch.
Yeah, we were talking the other day. We haven't tried it, but we're like curious about it. I wonder if this would work well. take a bag of whatever flavor of Lay's. We were talking about the sour cream and cheddar Lay's. Mm. You open it up, you crunch all that up, you know, break it all up, pour it out. Do you think that would make a good, like, fucking
bread? Some Lay's, some original Lay's.
Yeah.
You know? I think so. I think what would be better, though, Ruffles, because they're a little bit thicker and a little more crunchy.
They'll hold. We were talking about that same exact thing. That's why we got onto the sour cream and cheddar. You know, use that flavor,
right,
you know, on the chicken with the Ruffles. That'll hold
that
well.
That would actually be pretty nice. I think
we got to do that.
Right. It kind of seems to me that me and your sister got a lot in common.
Why do you always go in this direction?
I'm just saying.
It's gonna be the next like couple of weeks. Because I only have four sisters, and then we'll do a story about all of them, and then you're gonna make a joke about how you want to fuck one of my sisters every time.
I didn't
say
anything about fucking one of your sisters.
You definitely allude to that a lot.
Not true.
In common.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I was Johnny. Just saying. Be honest with us. Be honest with yourself.
I do like food. Now I'm hungry. Now you just got me hungry. So can we order some food? What are you doing? Why is he playing?
Are we starting?
I think we are. We've been starting.
We done been starting. Since 1986, we done been starting. All right, are we doing an intro? Go for it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me go for it. Hey, welcome to the Stool Podcast. My name is Johnny, a.k.a. Johnny Savage. And to my right, we got Anthony.
This is
the homie. The gay guy. And then we got Mick out in the front. And the bitch board again. 3 weeks in a row. Three in a row.
Tell us about it.
How you feeling? What you think about being bored, bitch?
I mean, I wore this shirt.
It doesn't matter what you think. All right, go back to us because we're talking. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Go back.
It doesn't matter. It does. I mean, you're never gonna go wrong with a nice, good rock bit.
What do you think I'm thinking right now?
That you were about to get into, like, you wore this shirt. You wanted to be. At the desk, I think.
Yeah. I think so. Look at what he's wearing.
I'm not exacerbating this whole bored bitch thing. I feel bad about it because I know how bad I feel when I get it. So I'm just like,
I don't feel bad. You earned it. You spun the wheel, not us. You did it to yourself. Don't go to me. I didn't say that.
And he did choose to do the several spins.
That's your fault. I told you one and done. And nah, this guy said, no, we get three practice spins and then the fourth one.
That is
why
my
four?
Fault.
Why four though? It should be one. It should be three, if anything.
Third time's a charm kind of deal.
Yeah. Why four, Mick? What was that?
Because the luck of the Irish.
Did it? Why? Oh,
four leaf clover.
Yeah. He is Irish.
Too. What an idiot, Mick. Like, I mean, obviously that was right there. He didn't get it. Hey, there's two me's. I like that. So Anthony, what do you think? I think you're an idiot. Ah, that's great.
Let's color the left side blue and the right side red, like 3D.
I can actually put it in post, change it.
What the fuck?
It's because you're on the wrong scene, stupid, you high ass. This is why you guys aren't allowed to smoke before we freaking podcast.
Don't tell me what I'm allowed to do and not drink. Do, all right?
No, you guys do whatever you want.
Honestly, I need to refill my cut water.
Sheesh.
Well, I mean, I still have the first one.
Oh, you didn't just throw it all in there? I threw it all in there.
Well, because I wasn't sure.
Cheers, people. Cheers. We're drinking cuts. We're drinking them cutties. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what are we getting into, guys?
What do we want to get into today? What do you think, Mick? We got a few topics. Let's just pick one.
I say run with, go into it, dude. That's going to eat a lot. Yeah, that's going to eat a lot of time.
The posers?
The posers? Let's go.
Okay. This is going to be
rough.
Here we
go. Johnny's got a whole dissertation for us, everybody.
This is going to be, I'm going to have to send it to like our group chat, Mick, and then you can pull up these videos. You have to do videos. Okay, so we live in this age, right, where whatever you do is okay. You get what I'm saying? How do I put this? I can get third place and I get a participation trophy, right?
Yeah.
No matter how bad I am.
Accomplishments are always rewarded, whether they're big or small.
Exactly. Whether you're good or not, you can do, you can do whatever you want, right? Okay, so
when it comes to I'm gonna approach this whole thing as a third grade teacher with you, dude. Like, all right, Johnny, speed it up.
It's just these people, some of these people that are doing music nowadays, they post everything on IG, right? So it's like, I'm trying not to be mean at the same time as I'm talking about this, but don't want to be mean. It's like, bro, you're not good. I'm not the best, but I'm saying like everybody is complimenting. All the comments are, oh, this is fucking sick. This is this. Now you tell me if this is sick. Okay. You tell me. I'm not even going to say you tell me what you think about
I probably don't even have to see it to know that. Yeah, I probably won't dig it.
Are you sending it to?
I'm sending it to the stools of our group chat. I just sent one.
So basically,
but I have to log into my
personal. Johnny. What Johnny is saying,
what do you want me to send it to?
I'm not going to airdrop it. Okay.
What Johnny is saying,
is that he
has a level as a musician. It's hard to not have a level of criticism towards people that come in.
There you go.
To the art form, the industry, however you want to classify it. And they're just kind of like fly by night, coattail riding. Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Go ahead.
Cheeks, something.
Booty cheeks.
Fuck, what was I talking about? Oh, coattail riding. Into mm-hmm. their way into the industry because they either, at least this is the narrative I always pull from it. Uh-huh. They either know a person who makes beats or something, and then they just make their way into it. But they're just like a type of person who's like, I guess has enough friends that mm-hmm. are supportive enough,
right?
To just, even if whatever they put out is garbage,
they're gonna
they respond.
Which is fine.
They get a response.
Your friends should support you. But like, I'm talking about people that are releasing some of this stuff. They in the comments, everybody's like, "Oh, this is sick. This is lit. You're really good." When they're not doing anything positive for that person. They should criticize that person and be like, "Yo, this ain't that good." Because maybe that person will get better. You know what I mean? That's how I got better. You know what I mean?
I definitely see, you know, like the. Because that could go that sort of response instead could go one of two ways, where mm-hmm. it just completely discourages the person out of the industry, or but you know, like you said it earlier, Mick, where you were basically saying, you know, the cream rises to the top,
right?
So maybe that is one of the determining factors mm-hmm. of, you know, if you have what it takes to be a musician, taking the criticism, moving on, and improving yourself,
right,
or just, you know, falling off of it because you're like, I don't have that much investment in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And so I guarantee you, we have a lot more of the former eating up all this space in the industry, getting a lot of people like, oh yeah, they're listening to this song, when in your opinion, it's fucking terrible.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. I personally like the idea of art and music being accessible to everybody.
I do like that.
It's a little contradiction in myself where it's like, yeah, no, I've had to, even in the past, like where it's like, I put out music that I don't want to say not necessarily proud of, but I know that I could have done better or this than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like even with that stuff, it's like, I look back on it as like a learning experience, and it's right. what I've gleaned from that is, you know, made me a better musician now,
right.
better writer now, mm-hmm. learning and understanding production better now. So that was part of my journey. And mm-hmm. if you're the type of musician where it's like you come in by luck into the ability to make a track. Yeah. Obviously I'm going to have a little bit less respect for you.
Right.
You
right.
know, because I fought pretty hard for this.
Right. Exactly. And that's part of what I'm saying is they're coming in, and just because they're posting a lot more, I guess, maybe than we are, or I am, maybe that's why they're getting a lot of people saying it's good, but I feel like it's hurting them more than in the long run than it is affecting them positively, you know? Because if you just hear that you're good and you're not going to change nothing,
Depends, man. It depends. Cause you, you know, people like this where they're like, they float off of that and they think that's part of their personality. And it's like, I'm not a, I'm a very cynical person in the world. Like I have a hard time. I chalk it up to this. This is the metaphor I always use. There's people who like to dance and there's people who don't like to dance.
Right.
And that, like, there's people who just can let go and let the world be this free-willing thing for them. Don't care about the judgment that people place on them.
Yeah.
And then there's the people that are cynical like me that, like, when you dance and you put yourself out there, it does something to your brain that makes you judgmental of yourself. Mm-hmm. And it makes you like feel, all right, how is everybody looking at me right now?
Yeah.
And I think some people are just in that former camp, you know, they're just, they'll just dance and they'll do whatever. And just any sort of positive affirmation they receive, they ride on that.
Right.
They ignore all the misses and pay attention to all the hits in their life. And then that's just their attitude. And sometimes, you know, you could chalk that up to being ignorance or being ignorant or having a sort of naivety to you.
Right.
But, you know, I see people who it's like, they're like my age and they still haven't shed that as a characteristic because they've skated off of it. And I don't know what to say. I mean, it's like, you don't want to hate, be a hater on it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, that's what I
but
know.
It's like, these are dumb people.
I'm like, if you don't know, how don't you know?
Right.
When you post an obliviousness something and we watch this, how do you not know? That's my thing. And I, and some people I notice that they're trolling. They just do it because they
notice. Dr. Kiyosu.
That motherfucker's a troller. I know it.
The fucking genius, bro.
Genius.
I know he's a genius.
I'm actually all for him now.
We should do like, do you think there would be a way to camp onto his whole thing and make Dr. Kiyosu the Stool podcast merch, like shirts? There's got to be a way we could do it.
Make some merch of him.
That'd be sick. That'd be sick. Shout out Dr. Kiyosu.
All right. Play this one, Mick. Let's see.
Let's go. Oh, dude. It looks like this is going to be, it's going to be this bad. Bro. Oh, no.
Everybody's undeserving, and I stated it this way because it's what he thinks. But on the other hand, his girlfriend doesn't see that he's struggling, so she doesn't see his needs. Love, loyalty, humbleness.
And I
name a few, but it's what you should expect in a relationship or just in general.
All right, let me get a comment real quick. I want to hear that first, the long comment. What's that first one? That's him singing?
No. I would have been impressed.
wait, let it ride for a second. Oh, okay, never mind. Go.
But the the comments, people are like, oh, this is sick. Oh, you're dope. Like, keep it up. I'm like, bro.
And here's most of the time the way,
I would whether have very it's different whether, critiques for him.
Whether it's me rationalizing this or just me just going off my experience, when I see this stuff in, whether it's over Instagram or Facebook in the past, it's always a matter of like, these are people that like everyone loves them. They're like a popular person.
Right.
Like they have a lot of friends that they're just good maybe at socializing. And so those people are just, they don't want to, they're like, oh yeah, that's a good guy. I'm going to be supportive. And, but they know a lot of people like that.
Right.
And a lot of people like that, that they know share it out of support.
Right.
And then they just get like, hey, you know, like my buddy did this. And, and that to me is a big problem with, you know, like to me, I'm a reclusive person. Yeah. I'm not a huge friendly person. Just to let you guys know, at shows, I don't talk to me. I will fucking not talk to you. I won't.
I mean, I'm not going to talk to you. All of this reminds me of like
the fact that you think somebody's going to go talk to you is interesting because you're not likable.
Dude,
go ahead, Mick.
In my career, at least 4 or 5 people have done it. So come on.
At least
you need a credit.
In 25 years.
25 years of doing this, at least 1 every 5 years, bro. Come on. Give a guy the credit he deserves. I'm obviously joking. Like I love, you know, people being supportive of what I do, you know?
Yeah.
But
Of course. And that's what I'm not trying to be an asshole, you know?
Like, and you're not. I think this is us. We're literally having legitimate dialogue about this, like not talking shit. And we talk shit on people, but this is us trying to like navigate this conversation, which is fucking difficult, but people need to hear shit like this.
Yeah, I think so.
It's that there's a very yes man culture going on where it's like,
that's the problem.
If you're popular enough, you have enough people in your corner, then some people will just lemming their way onto your bus just jump onto what you're doing or whatever. But, so here, look, I'm going to talk and then
never mind. Let's just both talk. And what were you saying?
No, all this shit's just the uncultured
showing off to the uncultured.
And well, I mean, oh, no, that's okay, like a, saying. That's a,
it's the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. And then that's a big point to be made about it right there. Like you said, showing off to uncultured, like depending on what people listen to and what people like, or like seeing on a daily basis when they get this like TikTok stuff, that's like fed to them, you know, like I heard something that like basically like a problematic level of TikTok engagement is where you're reaching over like 500 videos in an hour. And I'm just like, dude, that's wild. That's crazy to me. And there's people who reach it because that's just, they're just doom scrolling just, like that.
I've done
like,
it.
Fuck, bro. And like,
I was
to me,
doing it's that
like,
last night.
There's definitely, there's something to that as a bad, addictive, detrimental behavior. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true. But
you still playing Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
Okay.
I'm taking notes now. So I seen this one, right? And then Mick, I sent another one to the dunces page, or are you logged into yours now?
I figured I'd keep talking.
So it's just okay. So I've watched a couple of these, like, you know, artists that are doing this, or I'm not gonna call them an artist, but these guys doing this shit, and I'm like, now that I started watching some of them and actually watched them full through. And commented on some and liked some, and now it just shows up in my algorithm on IG like all day. I'm like, oh, another artist. I'm like, oh fuck.
That's why I hate all that stuff, dude. That's why I hate all of that stuff.
The algorithm is against me now.
I get legitimately angry when I'm listening to, because I don't even have Spotify. I listen through YouTube Music. It's like the same thing for me. At least with the level I listen to music, you know, on my phone. But yeah, no, when I listen to a record, I like listening to full records front to back. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I listen to music.
Yeah.
And then when I forget to turn autoplay off and something else comes on after I listen to a record, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm yelling at my phone. You do not cater my music. I choose what I listen to. Like an insane person. Yeah. You know, I'm in the shower. Like I fucking get out. I'm in the towel and everything. God damn it. I'm fucking looking for my phone. And it's like a song I like by a band I like. It shows well, but I'm just like, you don't fuck. It's the principle of the thing for me.
You don't tell me what
I choose what I listen to. God damn it. The one level of control I have in my life, I'm going to choose to exercise it.
Jeez. All right, play that next one, Mick. Let's hear it. Let me see. This is what I'm talking about. It's getting out of hand is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. And we're positive she's not...
retarded? Yes, she is. But it's like... Like, come on, dude. What are you guys doing?
That's just recorded bad. I love it. No.
Imagine.
No, it's just the production. No, that's a good song.
But it's like, it's the video and everything. Like, they're doing this in front of the camera. She thinks she's killing it right now.
Well, that's one thing with the being able to make something on your cell phone. People don't know the line of something that looks legitimate.
Yeah.
It's like, now that they know that a professional Academy Award winning movie could be made on a cell phone, they think that they could do what that person did with that footage.
Right,
You can't. You can't. Just to let you know.
And I'm not trying to just be a hater, you know, but it's just like, come on, man. Like, who's telling these people that it's okay and like that you're good? Like, read some of those comments, Mick. Just look at them. Am I wrong? People are saying that. People are saying that.
Read the longest comment or the one with the most likes. It's a link to a jewelry website.
The longest, you said what's one?
Yeah, one of the longest or one with the most likes.
Average GameStop employee music.
That's good. I like that.
That's good. I like that one.
Stop that weird dance and faces you make, but you know, people are kind of, someone stop her.
What's that long one right there? What's that long one?
Those tattoos were definitely put on when she was 18 because there ain't no way anyone over 25 would be like, yeah, these are sick and meaningful.
That's good. We have a winner.
We have a winner.
All right, my bad. That video didn't get that much good comments.
Yeah. I like that.
That's so funny. But the funny thing about her is she's like kind of trolling because she does it, and she like her comments back to people are sometimes like, you know, like
here, I don't know what the word is,
but you get what I'm saying with this.
I'm gonna send something to you. It's kind of in the wheelhouse of the topic that we're.
All right.
I'm gonna send something to you, but I'm coming from a place where I actually really like it. So this is
I've definitely had that before. Did I send you another one, Mick, or no? There's a singer that I want Mick to listen to. I think Mick will like him. To be honest, like this is the videos I can see. Not that guy, but yeah, look what he wrote. This is the other problem. Look what it says. It said, this guy is Nirvana, Slim Shady, and Tyler, the Creator, all in one.
Because he posted it himself and wrote it, yeah.
Yeah. Who does he think he is? Where's Eminem in that?
That's the hyperbole.
Slim Shady in that.
Bullshit, dude, and that relates to the bottom topic we have, too, where it's like people have to put on a fucking persona, and I hate all that shit, dude.
Gay.
I like average Joes making music, right. And then I found out, you know, they're just like a... That's why I like Amity Affliction, you know, a lot, is because... Mm-hmm. Their music isn't even like to me like the most impressive or anything. It's catchy enough, but I love their story. They're like dudes who are like working in warehouses and shit, even when they would take summers off and go on Warped Tour, yeah. And then they would come back and just to keep their band alive. And now they're really successful, you know, but like, yeah. I respect that story like a motherfucker.
More, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. I definitely get that for sure. But I mean, look, I'm not trying to be a hater. I
think honestly, you say it so much that I'm worried that you're trying to be a hater.
I am a hater. I don't give a fuck. These guys suck, and somebody's got to tell them. I don't know what else to say. Like, you know, like get better. That's all I'm saying. Like, you don't suck, but you can get better. Don't listen to the people in the comments saying that you're good. Get better. Get better. I had to do that.
Yeah,
everyone told me I suck.
There's no incentive to challenge yourself.
Exactly. People still tell me my fucking rap shit sucks. I'm like, okay. Next song, I'm gonna do better. Next song, I'm gonna do better.
And we're saying this because we want better for you, dude.
Exactly. The ones that tell me I suck, they want better for me.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
If somebody wants you to do better, like your actual friends and the ones that care about you, they will tell you to get better. You know, because they see some potential or something.
Access to the Dunce chat still right now?
Of course, dude.
Yeah, I sent a video to it. And I think this is, I genuinely, I'm a fan of what she does, but I'll explain everything. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'm a fan of this. It's like, I guess this went viral or whatever.
What is it saying every 2000?
Rip my heart out of my chest and then eat it up like catnip. I am your little kitty boy. I am your kitty boy. She says you're all I ever wanted. Then she went and made out with my best friend at the skate show.
Genuinely funny, right?
That's actually pretty funny, but that's different than what I'm talking about.
My point to why I brought that up is because she's on Spotify and YouTube Music now. Like somebody found her, made instrumentals for her, and she recorded a song, and now she's an artist. And, you know, okay,
right.
So she has like
she took the quick route.
Yeah, so she got successful in that way. But like I said, it's kind of a different dynamic because I, you know, she sang decently enough on the track. You know, I listened to the song's pretty cool. You know, it's like somebody produced it well.
That's so funny, actually.
You know, so it's like that's the other polar opposite of just like anybody being able to do this.
Anybody. That's the point of what we're saying is anybody can make music like that. You know, these like a lot of people, you could just go online and find free beats on YouTube and just start rapping to that shit. Like we can go on SoundCloud all day and fucking listen to some of these artists, you know what I mean? We can go on SoundCloud and start listening to song after song after song. You're going to be like, damn, what? This guy's recording on his phone?
Would you? I know neither of us has the time to do this, but would you ever consider, maybe we'll do it, you and I, we'll do it together as like a little side project fun thing.
Right.
To start curating playlists of only these artists.
Oh,
I think
man.
That'd be fun. Just I mean, it's just a fun little thing. Hey, I found another one. All right, cool. Let's.
I have to, because I'll listen to SoundCloud sometimes, right? Like, because there's music or musicians on there that you can't find on Spotify just because they don't believe in all that shit. They're like, no, straight SoundCloud, whatever the case is. And I've heard actual like playlists and playthroughs of dubstep artist sets that are only on SoundCloud. They're not on Spotify. So I'm like, well, the only way to listen to this set is if I, you know, listen it on SoundCloud. So some of these artists do the same thing. So it'll play. I'm like, this is dope. And then it'll just go to like the next song, and because they'll just pick whatever they want next. And it's something totally random. And I'm like, oh shit, what is this bullshit? So now, yeah, we should do that.
Here's something that peaks right into my mind. All right. So music. Ooh, that was.
Yeah. All right. Coming back. Hey. And hits from the 90s.
Right? No, something. why do we do that?
Bane?
You know, what,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why.
Oh, yeah. Bane. We forgot to do Bane.
Oh, because it looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like the microphone. I can't get it now. Whatever. Anyways. But back to the point. Mm-hmm. So I think. And maybe this is wrong. Maybe I'm wrong now just because of how different shit.
Well, I mean, you're always wrong, but go ahead.
This is a good point. But no, when it comes to these type of people as people who make music, I think they face the same hurdle as bands that overproduce themselves.
Yeah.
Or bands that like literally they just can't keep up with like the sound they created live, you know, or bands that have all kinds of member changes and tumultuousness within the band. They don't survive the live environment that's involved with being a musician.
Right.
You know, you send that guy, the country guy, the first guy, you send him to a show where they're showcasing music like that. He's going to get booed off the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like that to me, that's the test. That's why I think people like you and I like love comedy because it's still one of those art forms that's still very, guess what? We get to in person live determine whether this is good or bad.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You know what I mean? And that to me is that's where that shit's going to change. I think
we could share this one, Mick. If you want, you could drink that one. I only want a little bit more.
We get to share. We'll hold hands later for you guys, everybody. But yeah, no,
we'll like suck each other's dicks, guys.
That's
don't
the
worry.
Final test. That's the final fucking test, bro. Is like, can you do this live? Can you make it happen live?
Yeah.
And most people, at least that are doing it on that level, can't.
Right.
You know.
Right.
There's still a lot more in here. Here, take the rest. I got a bunch. But most people they can't hack it. You throw any guy who thinks he could do it, we'll just throw up a live track, you know, or like a vocalist track, and then he does his whole thing live. He doesn't understand all the effort and actual showmanship that goes into performing like that.
Years.
And literally, I think all of us, speaking for myself at least, I know there was a point in when I was first starting to perform, I didn't understand all those elements.
No.
That knowledge came with just sticking it out, getting
and playing repetition.
Yes, playing fucking shows where you're like, all right, I learned this about playing live.
I still do that, dude.
Yeah, no, dude, it's an evolving mentality, man. And then that's why I would say a lot of the bands that do it, you know, you find out, you know, dude, they toured like 3 years in a row before they got like big. They just were on the road. And it's like you found out why they got huge is because they introduced all those new elements that they were learning over this like 3 year smash course of how to be a live musician.
Right.
And that's something that fucking people forget.
Because performing is a whole different thing than the studio. You know, you can be the dopest freaking studio.
You can be like
ever.
Me, where you're an amazing studio musician and then live, you suck dick. Okay. Yeah. Continue.
Amazing.
Yeah. I was speaking hyperbolically, Johnny, come on, entertain the joke a little bit.
No, we're going to get, we're talking about musicians that are posers. So that's why I brought you here today.
This is actually more of an intervention.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the life aspect is a whole different monster than it is, you know, just recording the music and making sure the music is good and production as well. Like you also have to play your parts and move around. You know what I mean? Like BT Bam, they play some crazy shit. And they still move around.
They have a balance,
good amount,
man.
Yeah.
The parts where it's like there's some parts where I couldn't comprehend like doing it like you know systematically like that. So it's like, yeah, you could see those moments, but then the moments they write intentionally, be like, this is a headbang.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that to me is like, that's the art right there, mm-hmm. dude. That's doing
it's doing all that at the same time, with writing music at the same time, thinking about how it's going to look live. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like all those aspects. Like we do that just like that because we've been writing music for so long. But at the beginning, it's like you just write the music and you record like piece by piece by piece. And like, you're like, fuck, I can't even transition these two parts. Like, you know, you start to think about all the future stuff as you write, as you,
I mean, I would say when I do write like that, because I'll admit it here and now, right now, I'm a very Frankenstein-y yeah, recorder. We all are. Like I like to chop up, you know, if I'm going to record a chorus, I'm focusing on that part, getting it
right.
Nip tucked. Perfect.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to the other, like, you know, more technical parts, I like to be able to like focus, you know, loop it, go over it and be like, I like this take, mm-hmm. but actually I like a combination of this take and this take. So I take it to another level where I'm like, just, mm-hmm. I want to make it sound as best as possible right. on the recording. But at the same time, then when I start practicing those songs, you mm-hmm. know, if I ever get to that step with that song, I'm like, oh yeah, like this isn't as hard as I initialized it, like, right. you know, like, you know, you stray away from it because you, like you said, you think, oh shit, that's gonna be hard to transition into yeah. that part or whatever, and then you just learn, you're just like, oh no, I just got better, I got better at playing it
exactly.
I got better at playing in my instrument, you know,
right, which is the goal. That's what you should be doing, getting better as a musician. You guys should get better every single day. That's what we all did. That's yep. why we've all been doing this for many, many years. We're not just talking out of our asses, guys, just so you know.
When
did I start writing? I was 15 years old. That's 20 years ago. Anthony, how long?
I mean, since I was 14 and I'm 37 now. So same that's thing. Like 23 or something.
He started when he was 15?
Yeah.
He's been doing music for 45 years now. Mick, how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it like, goddamn, like 16 years.
Dude. Right. Yeah. 16 years. See what I'm saying? We've got collectively over 50 years of experience.
Yeah, just
writing, playing shows. Like I was playing my first show at 14 years old, you know, or 15 years old when I first started playing. I played a show that same year, you know,
yeah.
When I forgot my first band, which was
now
thrash metal.
Let's bring it back around.
It wasn't anything exciting,
you know. So how it would be for a live environment for one of these amateur artists mm-hmm. when you played your first show. Things could have gone one of two ways for you.
Yeah.
You could have been discouraged by not being a good performer.
Right.
Or you could have just been rolling off the high of it was so fun to do.
Right.
And then you focus on the things you want to do better next time.
Right.
And like that to me, that is the sticking point of being a musician or an artist performer, however you classify it, you know, just you have, no matter how it goes, you have a reverence. And did you just fart?
I'm playing bass right now.
Okay.
Go to the other camera, the one that shows our legs a little bit. Oh, you can't see it. I'm doing this. I'm doing this on the table because I just do that all the time.
Yeah. It sounded like a ripping fart for a second from my, but,
okay, go ahead.
Okay. So what was I saying?
You were saying, oh no, I never listened to you, so I don't know what you're saying.
You're like, I just go through the motions, smile and nod, and then wait till you shut the fuck up. But, you know, I mean, I didn't have like a serious point to make or anything, but yeah, no, I just, you know, starting out as a musician, there you go, performing those first shows, feeling like an amateur,
right. Could have went both ways.
Playing on a Line 6 Spider and stuff. You know what I mean? Being at that level versus now, like having done it over and over and over again, that's the determining quality is whether you just have it in you to stick it out. Cause most people won't survive that years of doing that.
True. I have friends that literally stop playing music. Cause they're like, no, this is, you know,
not for me.
No, it's just takes too long. There's no money in it. There's no, but it's like,
that's and not, yeah, even, all, that's those, not even, all those friends now, sadly enough time has passed that they all have money and families and you're like, shit, they were right.
literally one of my favorite guitar players, which is my buddy, Randy. He literally had a whole family. He's got like 8 kids now. And like, he just plays a guitar at home and has fun with it now, which is cool. I respect that.
I love totally that too. That. I love that too. And honestly, I love the idea that, you know, that he does that when he shares it through Instagram or YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Now that he's able to do that. He's just like, hey, boom.
Yeah.
Right into Average Joe Musicians.
Yep.
Right into that, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I respect so much an Average Joe Musician to kind of make a good relation to that one rapper you're just saying that he's like an archaeologist or whatever.
That was, what's his name? Fucking Brandon showed me him long time ago. And we were like 17 when he showed me that.
Yeah, but he has his whole fucking hustle and then he's really talented. And it's just that he doesn't make it the thing that he makes money off of, you know what I mean? It's just a thing he has fun with. Right. I love that so much. I think that's the way people should embrace art.
Right. The historian himself. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Sick ass MC. He's like an archaeologist or something, or works in a museum.
Works in a museum. I think he's a
sick ass fucking like artist and painter and shit or whatever. He sculpts and shit. He's the dopest, but his work and his job is like the museum, that shit, I think. And then he's just an MC on the side, and he's like one of the sickest MCs like ever.
Now crazy. to speak to the polar opposite, the rock star is to me like definitive. A person I would say is like Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Ronnie Radke.
Right.
I can't fucking stand Ronnie Radke because he's the guy for Falling in Reverse.
Oh yeah. That guy's a faggot. He just released.
We'll bleep it. Timestamp.
No. Hey, don't believe it, Ronnie.
No, you don't know what we'll do. Here's what we'll do, dude. We'll bleep it, but literally we bleep it with the word faggot.
That's a good idea, actually. And Mick, right?
No, I hate the fucking guy. I hate that guy. He's a
faggot, dude.
He's a shit personality, and he even kind of goes, he's like reformed because he went to jail, all of that bullshit. And doesn't do drugs or drink anymore or whatever. And he kind of rides that persona as like this kind of now like a condescending perspective of being a rock star where it's like, I'm also like, you know, I'm probably, fucking underage girls on the side or whatever. But I'm still a good person because I'm sober. What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Honestly.
Is that what he was doing?
No, that's all my projected bullshit, right. But still like
I was about to go in on him right now.
But no, dude, the dude is still, he's reaping the benefits of being a rock star in that way.
It's actually pronounced raping.
Raping the benefits. Dude, I had that wrong the whole time. You're in an office meeting, all right, and I think that we will really rape the benefits of this change. Everyone's like, "What the fuck did he say?"
And they will let it slide because they're just be like, "All right, we're in a business meeting, let's just
slip of the tongue, Freudian slip. I was thinking of rape. Sorry, guys.
You guys ever play Gex?
Oh, dude, I love Gex.
Yeah. But slip of the tongue.
Slip of the
tongue. You talking about the game? Yeah. The video game Gex?
Yeah.
Damn, that's old, dude. Old school.
We were talking about Conker's Bad Fur Day last
Conker's,
time.
Man.
I don't know if it was on mic, but we were talking about it.
You know what? Oh, bro, speaking of video games real quick, and then we'll get back to rock stars and average Joes. Bro, so on TikTok, I usually, I'll go in there, I buy cards and stuff from different people. So what I found is people are they make their own version of like a Game Boy Advance or like a Game Boy, and then they'll load it with like thousands of games from Sega, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, all that shit, right? So I found one that was like
modded, whatever you call it.
It's like a modded, it's an emulator basically, but they create the system and then they put an emulation on it. So the one
do they like 3D print the case or something, or it's like,
either 3D print or whatever.
They produce a new case though.
Exactly.
It's like in the shape of a Game Boy Advance.
It's like the shape of a Game Boy Advance.
Fucking
it's
sick.
And the guy, it's called, shout out, what's it fucking called? Gizmo Games or some shit like that.
I'm gonna have to bleep on this TikTok. Stuff, by the way.
Why?
It's piracy.
What is piracy?
Is what you're talking about?
No, they're selling it on TikTok.
Yeah, I know. It's piracy.
Oh, well, dude. I'm a pirate. Modern day pirate.
Yeah.
Yo ho.
That's a way to segue right there. All right, our next topic, pirates.
If that isn't Jack Sparrow.
Where's the rum gone?
Where's the rum gone?
Parlay.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, Pirates is actually a good topic.
That's a good movie, dude.
The first one is the one that I really like have a soft spot for. I remember seeing it in the theater and stuff. I kind of taper off on all of them, but every time I've sat down with my family, they're on at the house or something.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're solid.
I don't think
the music.
Everything after like number three, I haven't seen all the way through.
One of my favorite soundtracks.
Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That one. Yep.
That's it.
Great. The music is great, though. Is it Hans? I think that one's Hans, too.
Is it? Hans Zimmer?
I think so. I think it's Hans, I want to say.
You guys like old school video game music?
Of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, speaking on the pirate video game pirate topic, I got some shit for you guys.
I didn't finish telling you, but I while he's bringing that up, I bought a system and it's like this big. It's like the size of like a.
Please wait.
A little bit bigger than a PSP.
He said he bought a system. If you're going to edit all that part, just edit instead of bought. Make him say fucked.
I fucked the system.
Fucked. Right, back to it. Here we go.
Fox. I bought a system and it has over 3,000 games on it, dude. And I was like, bro, I'm buying this shit. I'm buying this shit. He had it on sale.
There's only so many things that make me make that noise.
But guess what? I bought it, and I think it just got to the house today. And then when I'm going on my little three day mini tour. Guess what I'm gonna be doing?
Dude, I'm horny for
Sega.
You.
I'm gonna be playing Sega on that shit.
But we're all driving board.
We got an actual van this time. Like really? The fucking 15-seater van.
Is it like a Sprinter or? Just like a regular old school,
Yeah, it's like a Sprinter. It's like the newer vans. And it's like 15-seater.
Sick.
And it's just gonna be us and then a camera guy that we're a video guy bringing with us. So it's like literally six people.
Are you guys going to Ligma?
Ligma?
Yeah.
What is? No, I don't think I've ever been there. What is Ligma?
Ligma balls, dumbass. There we go. Shout out tires, bitch.
Those are the best jokes, dude.
Oh man. Hell yeah. What is that? A little escape from Monkey Island? Is that what it... That sounds familiar.
This chick, her name's Yoann Turnpin.
Is her name Candace?
Yoann Turnpin?
Yeah.
Her name is Candace?
She writes nothing but chiptunes and stuff.
Candy's nuts fit in your mouth?
I'm assuming it's a girl. It's Yoann, right?
Yo, it might be Johan.
Is it with a J?
No.
Y-O-A-N-N.
Y-O-A-N-N.
So it's like a twist on Joanne, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, Johan. Hey, my name is Johan.
Yeah, no, it's like a Mexican guy. It's a Mexican day laborer. Hey, dude, there you go. That's the next crack into the industry. You're going to find if AI takes over, and we're going to be all outside of Home Depot. Yeah, I'll make you a bead for $20 an hour. I don't know why I'm speaking in this weird offensive accent.
Hey, man.
I'll make you a bead, Holmes. I got all the beads.
I do EDM.
I got EDM beads. I got hip-hop beads. I got rock beads. All the beads.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're referencing. No.
No?
No.
Oh, fucking dog.
Sounds like a Cheech and Chong or something.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's Cheech when he's on From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, I got black pussy,
white pussy, Asian pussy.
We got dry pussy, we got wet pussy, we got itchy pussy. That's fucking killer.
That's the best, dude.
I need to revisit that movie, man. Okay, so shout out. I'll go into it real quick.
Uh-huh. We are ADD as fuck now.
This is us riding the fucking wave. But I went to that place in Claremont, Montclair, whatever. But it's this little art show. I'll find it here in a second, but they had all these like animatronics,
right,
and you know the like horror displays and stuff. It was awesome. So give me two more seconds, and I will find it and I'll say the name so we can kind of plug them.
Which is funny because I just went to it's right next door from the Haven in Pomona. What the fuck was it called? But I bought Mutant League Football on Sega, and I bought Marvel.
Shut the fuck up, Johnny. It's called Art Sideshow. Art's Sideshow in Claremont. Wait,
the guy's name is Art?
Yes. It's the dude is his, I found it at the place found out at the place. Uh-huh. It's a dude who all of the paraphernalia he has is it's his name is Art. Yeah and it's only like 40% of his collection. And it's like a big collection. God, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. Guy's obsessed.
What a little check out my, but shout my out
Art,
collection.
Art Sideshow in Montclair, California.
Hey, fool, I got Pennywise over here.
We got Pennywise pussy. We got the Shining pussy.
The Poltergeist pussy.
We should just do that as a joke. Because the other day I was doing a like stupid fucking bit to myself. Like it was related to Alien, you know, the scene from Aliens with, you know, Sigourney Weaver at the end when she comes out in the mech. And she's all, get away from her, you bitch. So it's like all day long, I was like, I had watched it earlier in the week. And all day long, like it was in traffic. And then somebody was at a stop sign. It was like, go already, you bitch. And I get home. There was a spider on my door. I was like, get the fuck out of here, you bitch. Just a fun little bit. Tickle yourself. Have fun with your life. Have fun with your life.
Just running bits to yourself. Is
it? Yeah. Have fun with your life.
Oh man. We were talking about rock stars versus average Joes.
Yeah. So I mean, I got a lot of my take out. What's your take? Do you like admire rock stars? Do you think, oh yeah, I want to be like that one day? Or are you like over the persona? Cause that's how I am. I'm over the persona. I don't need you to be a shithead to be a good musician.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, growing up watching Metallica and Korn, I'm like, I want to be that. I want to do that. You know, me and my friends used to freaking go on my bed and pretend we're playing, like, we'll play the song.
Tell me more about that. The young boys going on their bed and pretend to play.
So that's what we used to do. It's a true story. So we play.
I'm assuming there's fingers involved.
There's a lot of fingering. So it was me, my homie, Manuel, and my homie Gary. I think it was just, and my homie Art. I had a friend named Art that I used to hang out with all the time. And you know what? This is kind of funny because speaking about pirating games, his dad used to pirate games. He had like every single game he could think of. Give on me PlayStation.
Name, real quick, nice clean into the mic.
I actually do know his last name. But I'm pretty sure it was, his mom was
more to edit out.
His mom was so hot. She was the hot mom out of all of our friends and shit.
Sorry, Art, if you're listening, and we know that you care. Are.
I don't talk to Art no more. I don't know him.
There's a lot of editing for me.
No, it's fine. I didn't say his last name. Whatever. Me, Art, Gary, and Manuel, we were playing Korn, right? And I was like playing the bass. And then my friend Gary's like, oh, he had a jacket on, right? Like a zip up. And he was like, if I grab this, this is so stupid. It's like stupid kid shit. He's like, if I grab the zipper, I can go like this and pretend like I'm playing guitar. Like just zipping it back up. Stupid as hell, right?
I think I've done that. At some point you do that. You know what I mean? This is how you practice. I heard there's like a good practice technique when you don't have an actual guitar in front of you. Oh, that's
and then the
dumb.
Funny thing is, none of them played any instrument. Well, I was the only one that actually played an instrument. And then we're just doing that, and my dad comes in. You guys shut the fuck up over here. You guys are loud as shit. And then we're like,
fucking Mike.
Shit. Yeah, that was my dad.
He's all sorry. He turns his jacket down.
Oh, well, my bad.
The zipper's all.
This is back. This is back when my dad, he was fucking drinking every single day, like fucking just. Open up my door. Would you guys fucking keep it down in here? And I was like, oh shit. Never did that again. My dad was scary. But yeah, that
and
was
how did
fun.
That make you feel?
I was very vulnerable in front of my friends because my dad was yelling at me.
And obviously, you know, they didn't understand in the moment. So yeah. That affected you.
Well, they had
you.
Good families. Well, you know, Gary was a guy, white guy. He had both his parents. Well,
you have a good family now, don't you, Johnny?
I do.
Yeah. That's good to know. You know, you can move family. Past that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, this guy was probably a little shit when he was a kid. Dude.
Yeah, a little bit sometimes.
You're a fucking little shit.
He earned every punch to the face he got.
Never got punched in the face. They wouldn't dare.
Oh, your dad was an open hand man.
No. He was a belt user.
Ooh, the infamous belt.
Just a couple times. I actually didn't get hit that long. That
no,
much
just saying here. Honestly, the times that I did, I really did deserve it. Like I blatantly like ditched school one day and was just like, fuck you about it to my parents. And my dad like open hand smacked me in the face. And I was like, literally, I when you get hit in the face, there's like this like split second.
You're like, hold up.
There's this like split second of just like, huh. And then like you take in, you're like,
I didn't know that could be a thing.
Yeah. You're like, well, okay. So, I mean, I either just walked through that or I'm like on the floor and I'm dreaming all of this right now. But no, yeah, I kind of walked through it and I was just like, yeah, I guess I earned that. I guess I really just, like I said, I was being a shit.
You're like,
I literally.
Now, do I want that again?
No, here's the situation that happened is my Spanish teacher, she used to let us out of our class early sometimes to go to lunch or whatever. And one day, like we were all hanging out by the door and she like didn't let us go. Right. Like, she wasn't letting us go. And I was like, fuck this, dude. I want to go. I'm hungry. I'm going to go get food. And I just left. You know what I mean? Without her saying that we could go. Mm-hmm. And then I left out of there and then, like, just got a hair up my ass. And I was like, well, there's nobody out here. So I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to walk home. Like, I was like, I'm going to go home and I'm make myself my lunch at home. And so I just, like, blatantly ditched. Like, all, like, my teachers from there, you know, they're like, where was he at in his class or whatever? And then, you know, my parents got called in. When I got home, I was literally just like, I forgot. I think I was playing a video game, laying down, listening to my Walkman, just like this. And then my dad gets home. He's like, what's this that your mom tells me? She calls me on my way home, all this bullshit. And I was like, wait, what happened? Like literally, like I said, walking through it, just like completely just like, oh yeah, yeah, I kind of did that. And he was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, yeah, that was pretty dumb of me to do, I guess.
You can't just not go to school at that age.
I mean, I thought I could at some point or another. I just thought I could. I was just like, I'll get away with this. You know, it was just based in ignorance. And it was just one of those moments where, like, I left, like, the school unit and then there was just my walking path.
Yeah.
It was like a fork in the road. I could go, like, towards the school.
Right.
Or I could literally just keep walking straight and then just keep on walking, hope no security guards catch me. And then boom, and then I'm off. And that's what I did.
My house was a ditching spot. Like, I would just not go to school and they'd be like, oh, Johnny's not home. No, Johnny didn't come today.
Yeah, we need to go home. We need to know where to go.
Let's go. So my buddy Annabelle, like, which I still talk to, like, some of my homies would just come to the house and knock on the door. Hey, yo. Mrs. Rizzo. And mom's like, oh, hey guys. She's like, yeah, just come in.
Sick.
Sick. My mom didn't care. She just let us, she's like, you don't want, like, she would, like, throw water on me, fucking push me around, like, to try to wake me up to go to school. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to go.
My senior year, I ditched once a week for, like, the majority of the weeks.
I
ditched
so much, I didn't even make it to senior school.
No, senior. Here's how you know that, you know, that whole structure is failing. I graduated. So.
Wow. That makes no sense.
You know? Somehow it gets done.
The education system is jacked up over here in America. Yeah, we're fucked over here. We're all a bunch of dummies. We are stuck on TikTok and Instagram, YouTube, watching dumbass shit.
How many minutes are we at for this one, Mick?
Yeah, pussy.
Five.
Just 55 minutes?
Yep. We can go for another 20, 23. Yeah, we're fucking rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are we on to?
I don't know if we finished Rockstars and versus Average Joes, but I think we did.
What's your take, Mick? Give me some of what you think.
About what?
Rock stars or Average Joe musicians, you know, like.
How were you when you were younger? Like, what was the thing? Like, what was the band that got you, you know, really thinking like, I want to be a rock star? And then when did that change?
Probably Blink.
Blink-182? Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So them, honestly, they're kind of a weird case because to me, they don't come off rock star-y. They're just silly guys. That's what I liked about them.
Right, I don't know. Exactly. Yeah.
For me, it was like,
when did it change, like, for you, Mick?
It was like, well, being that he said that,
because the
was
thing, like, with me, when it changed for me is when I realized, like, when I started playing in a band, like, you know, I was like, okay, well, this is fun. I want to be, you know, but I started playing thrash metal. That's what I'm trying to say. I started playing thrash metal. Not, I wanted to be like Phil D from Korn or Jonathan Davis, you know, and
so there was an element of rock starriness you were reaching for,
right. And then this was Follow the Leader time. So they were like blowing up. They were all over the freaking TV, all over at Hot Topic all the time, you know? So that's where, like, it went for me. And, but then, like, it was like, you know, more down the years when I started really like, you know, taking hip hop into my music lifestyle. Like, I really wanted to rap more. And cause I listened to a lot of Eminem and stuff. And I just like that, like playing with words and playing with, like, you know, double entendres and like just messing with wordplay and stuff. I thought that was fun. I couldn't do it at the time, but I was like, that's fun. I want to try that. So I just would write and write and write and write, 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 write. You know, I think now I'm, you know, I've gotten to the point where I feel like I'm decent at it. I don't feel like I'm the best, but it's something that I'm still continuing to do. But like the rockstar persona, I'm like, I don't care about that no more. I just want to write music. Cause like when it comes to hip hop and like writing lyrics, I want to write to like, show where I want to put myself in the spectrum of hip hop, you know, like, and be like a actual MC and lyricist and be known for that a little bit. whether it's like, oh, I'm fucking, you know, as good as Eminem. I don't care about that. I just want to be
with hip hop and all that stuff. It's very particular and like the bolstering yourself up too.
You have
to,
yeah,
you have to make a big deal out of yourself.
Right.
You use a lot of hyperbole about I'm the best. And
right,
I'm the
shit. Right.
That's one thing that like literally that personifies exactly what I'm talking about. Where like I have a problem with that. You know, all the false bravado and
right.
It's like, dude, like that's why like when Atmosphere came out, I was like, this is.
He's dope. He's wearing tally. This is cool. Telling stories and shit like that.
I like that. I always like even like older school, you know, like gangster rap when it was first starting. It wasn't about that. It was literally talking about a struggle.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? Right. And then now people took that and ran with it. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're just basically that's a culture now where it's like we're talking about violence in the streets. But it's not out of a fucking struggle.
Right.
It's out of just because that's the culture you're raised with. Mm-hmm. And that's what you think you need to rap about.
Right.
You know what I mean? And sorry, dude. Honestly, no. Shut the fuck up, Johnny. That was a mean cutoff on Mick because he had something to say. He was talking about Blink 182.
Oh, I didn't know that. What about Blink?
This is the board, bitch. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
But you were about to fucking go into something.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can do that stuff though, because I want to do that to you.
Oh, that's a good point. But I guess I was just more curious about your point.
Oh,
about
Blink 182. I'm gonna do it to you guys.
Do what?
Cut us off.
Did I do that on purpose?
I don't know if you did it on purpose.
Your ADD is out of control.
I don't know what you're saying.
This guy needs to get on.
No, but what were you saying about Blink?
No, I was just saying.
You know, the first thing about Blink, when I first started listening to them, this fucking first thing.
I knew he did it on purpose. The first time it was so blatant, I was like, did he just, dude, I thought he did.
I'm probably going to avoid fucking shooting you the rest of this fucking episode.
It's just going to cut to the black the dunce screen whenever it's Johnny talking.
But I literally did that like three times in a row.
Yeah, no, I was like, I feel like he's doing it as a bit. I feel like he's doing it as a bit. But yes, I do want to hear your point.
Ooh, that's funny. Yep.
No, I was a skater. I mean, when I first got into music, I mean, I was a full on skater. I mean, I only loved music for the fact that I could make a sick ass playlist to skate to.
I agree with that.
He's so right.
I agree the fuck with that for sure.
So right, dude. So right. I did the same thing. Me and my homies would like make CDs and like, oh, this.
What was the CD burning program? Was it Nero?
I used Disc Juggler.
Oh shit! shout out, fucking Winamp. When you figure it out, you can put all that shit on your computer. Yeah. Like I ran that to my like the computer in the garage, and then just boom, it was gangbusters.
The llama's ass.
Dude, I honestly. Some of the sickest Winamp skins that I ever had, dude. Spider-Man had a Simpsons theme. Fucking that's tight,
so
dude.
Funny, dude.
Winamp is tight.
I remember that the skins.
Dude, that was our childhood right there.
That was something that was not even in my memory anymore. You just brought it back.
Fucking revived it like a goddamn zombie.
I had one that looked like fucking fucking Super Nintendo. It was so sick.
Yeah, no, they had all the so different tight ones, man. I remember, like I said, one of my favorite ones. It was this kind of basic like Spider-Man color theme and then just like a little shot of Spider-Man, but it looked like the original Winamp skin. I was like, that one's fucking pristine.
That's so tight, dude.
I had one that looked like the Matrix and then like the little display, the little visualizer. Dude, that was a thing.
That's so sick.
You could download all the different visualizers and you let it on full screen and it was all these different like screensaver looking things. Right. That was fucking dope, that was cool. Dude. That was dope.
Such a different time.
Yeah, Winamp was the shit. Okay, back to skateboard playlist.
Skateboard, go ahead.
Well, for me?
One more thing, though.
No, I wasn't really into music at that. I mean, at that point, there was a few. The first local band that I met that I knew personally was that band from our school.
Warhaven.
Drive-In Sequel.
Oh, I remember Drive-In Sequel.
Yeah, they lived right here.
Actually,
like I could walk up there like
five minutes. Yes, I remember Drive-In Sequel.
So it was with Ivan and his brother Jesse.
Vargas.
Keep going. Sorry,
what happened?
I'm listening.
No, we're listening. Sorry, keep going. I have to fix something.
Who's your favorite skater, Mick? Growing up,
Rodney Mullen.
Rodney fucking Mullen, dude. He was the man, dude.
The dark
Rodney slide. Mullen was the freaking man.
Do you remember the fucking when he used
the
to
dark
do
slide?
When he used to do the that shit where he used to do, he flip it upside down, he would slide just on the fucking tail's edge.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, he was like an innovator. Him and Tony Hawk pretty much made the whole arsenal of freaking tricks. You know what I mean? They pretty much made all of it. It started off with Tony Hawk, obviously. He made a lot of different tricks, like the kickflip, ollie, all that shit. He made like pretty much everything. But Mullen made all the manualing, the freaking the like kickflips, varials. No, I think Tony was kickflip, but he made varials, dark slide, freaking all the different types of grinds and the act of grinding and then and flipping out of it and then like nollies manuals, nose manuals and flipping out of it and going into another manual. Like he was the one. My other favorite was Caballero. Steve Caballero was one of my favorites too.
They used to have those fucking Steve Cab versus Austin?
Daewon Song.
Daewon Song.
Remember Daewon Song? He was the shit too.
Dude, know who I fucking met, dude? I was with my homeboy. Do you remember that black dude from our school? Wow. His name was Michael Crawford.
African American.
No, Michael Crawford. You ever meet him?
Of course his name was Crawford.
Dude, no.
Is a black emo?
Black dude, but he was really into Korn and Limp Bizkit.
Sounds like my kind of friend.
Not ringing the bells.
He was that dude was the tightest. Michael, if you're out there, hit me up.
Michael what? Crawford?
Crawford. He went to Edawanda High School.
Edawanda? Fuck, dude. That's crazy. If you guys are local, you guys are laughing right now because you're like,
no, I think he's in Atlanta.
Nobody's local.
I think he's in Atlanta now, to be honest.
Atlanta?
But no, we were in San Diego at the skate park and
yes.
We met fucking Michael Valle. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I met him too. I got a picture with him. Actually, what's funny is me and Brandon got a picture with him together. He's like,
really?
This me and Brandon and him. I think it's both of us.
Remember that video on CKY so where he took on like fucking five guys?
Yeah, he's fighting them.
Yeah.
I got a funny story about skate parks. I remember at the Mills when they opened up
the Vans.
The Vans skate park. You remember that?
And that place was sick as fuck.
Remember the big ass vert? It was so tight. I miss that fucking place. Even as an adult, I miss that place.
Remember the big ass vert that they had?
Yeah, dude, that shit was awesome.
That shit was sick. So I was always skating when I was younger, and then my nephew Derek started skating, right? The one that listens to the podcast, which is funny because he hears the story. And he started skating and my brother Mikey bought him the whole gear, the fucking elbow pads, the knee pads, the fucking helmet, all that shit. He had a sick ass Tony Hawk board and my brother's like, yeah, the fucking, you know, Mikey, like get him on the little vert, you know, the little one. And he went to like try to go down the vert, fucking face planted, dude.
Oh my god.
I forgot how old he was. He might have been like 8 or something. Fucking face plant. And he starts crying in the fucking blood. Boogers down his face and shit.
Best advice I was ever given about skateboarding, dropping in, any of that stuff, is just always try to be ahead of the board.
Right.
You know, gravity's going to be affecting you the whole time. It's affecting the board the same way. Always just try to be ahead of the board and then you'll be with the board as it moves.
But that's funny about that story. After that, I said, I'm never going to ride vert. Fuck that. I'm going to stick to street. At least I could kind of protect myself. So D-Man, thank you for
teaching you the good lessons.
Teaching me the ways.
Yeah, no, what is it? It's crazy to think now there's a skater. I forget his fucking name. I want to say it was Dustin something or something like that. But he's the dude who does Supreme. He's behind Supreme.
What is the deal with Supreme? Why is it popular?
It's, to me, that sort of boutique, individually made, kind of
it's homemade. Huge.
Yeah, but when it started, no one... It's one of those things that I have a huge problem with where it's like, no one gets it. So that's what gives it the momentum to take off is like... Retarded. Oh, yeah, it makes... I forget the name, but he's a skater.
There's backpacks that are like thousands of dollars. Like,
yeah.
Bro, get the fuck out of here with that. I have a sticker. Well, I don't know where I got it from, but I got a legit Supreme sticker. It's like $100.
Yeah.
It's like this big. Just a sticker.
Crazy thing to me.
I'm going to sell it. I need to sell it.
It came from a skateboarder who's supposed to have like a punk rock culture in his mind.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Look up the creator Supreme, but he's like the very first skater in Feedback.
You know what sounds good right now? A Taco Supreme from Taco Bell.
Oh man, honestly, have you had their... Well, have you had their cantina shit recently?
No.
Dude, their new cantina taco is flame.
Yeah?
It's nuts, dude. The way they do it, it's like a taco, mm-hmm. but they like fry it in cheese. Like there's cheese on the outside. And then they sell it with the cantina sauce.
Oh man, oh,
it's nuts, dude. I think I might have one tonight.
I'm literally gonna go there after this.
Yeah, fucking shout out Taco Bell. We know you're watching.
Thank you, Taco Bell. You know what? Fuck Taco Bell. They took the double decker out. Fuck you guys.
The double decker taco, the one with the beans.
Yeah, they don't.
I
have
could
it no
live
more.
Without it.
No,
I could live without it.
I remember when they were selling those for.
I mean,
$2
if they remove the cheesy gordita crunch, I'll never go back again.
I'll kill them, dude.
I will never go
I'll
back.
I'll kill
again.
Every single one of you. No,
I will
spaying.
Mourn. I honestly, I will.
We got to do it right. I will unalive all of you. We got to do faggot shit. I mean, we got to be inclusive and politically correct.
Mick's over there just wanting to make us all fucking hungry. Look
you
at
know
us.
What, Mick? Go ahead and order some Taco Bell right now. Let's order some Taco Bell I already ate this morning. Let's eat some Taco Bell.
I brought you mini crispy. Apple turnovers and this fucking.
Those are so good. Let's order some Taco Bell right now. We'll keep podcasting until it comes in. We're just gonna be sitting here.
But yeah,
what am I looking up again?
I don't know. The owner of Supreme, the guy who created Supreme.
You said it wrong. The gay guy that.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's all art to me, like where it's like, whatever. You know, the $1 million paintings and shit. Like, I honestly go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Maybe that's just my poor person's
you're talking like, about perspective. James Jebediah.
Wow. His name would be Jebediah.
No.
Jebediah.
No. He's a skater.
You know what?
Jebediah. Yeah.
What?
Banksy paintings, though?
Banksy, Banksy.
Banksy, yeah. I would be down.
James Jebediah? Okay, then maybe I'm wrong.
Javia.
Huh. When it comes to graphic artists,
maybe.
I think I'm down with Banksy. I'd pay some money for Banksy. For sure. But, like.
I wouldn't. I don't care.
I think it's cool.
Enough.
I mean, Banksy had like a.
It's
like
rockstar shit again. The name is popular.
But he was like against the system and shit. That's what I liked about him.
Mm-hmm.
His
and
graphic
you wouldn't,
art.
You wouldn't say that's bastardized now because of how commercialized it's become?
No, because no one's truly against the system. You know what I mean?
System of a Down is.
System of a Down, yeah.
Well,
Rage.
Wah.
Rage.
Fuck the system.
Rage used to
There's
be.
There's tanking.
Rage used to be, but they're pussies now.
I don't follow their politics enough. Well, I know they're very political.
During COVID, they're like, no, fuck, we're playing. And guess what? When the first show started on the tour, they're like, oh, we can't play because of COVID. they were going to play. They were not going to play. But then they say, no, you guys just go ahead and get the vaccine. And then we can have a show because you're required to get the vaccine. Instead of saying, fuck you guys, we're not playing. They decided, no, we'll take the money. We want to play still. They did it for the money. And that's why Rage is pussies. Pussies. De La Rocha would never tell him to his face, but he's a pussy.
Actually, watch this. You know he's going to watch this, right?
I'll just kick him in the foot, dude. He'll fall down because he hurt his foot already. Remember? He was playing he played that whole tour injured.
Yeah, he was sitting down on a box.
Yeah. And he made everybody take vaccines. What a bitch move for a band that's political. You know what I mean?
I mean, I suppose. But maybe it's pretty punk rock to do what the man says sometimes.
No. It's not at all. What is this?
Is this Grey Lotus? Oh, no. This is Brotality.
Oh, really? This is your band?
This is my band.
Nice. That's crazy.
Sounds just like him.
It sounds like me, man. I'm not going to lie, man.
I can picture you
singing this. I
want
to do a cover
of
this song. Yeah, I want to do a cover of this song just because it sounds like how I sing.
That's
man.
Crazy.
And it honestly,
I like that.
What it is, it rocks. Yeah, it's pretty good.
How old is this?
What'd you say?
How old is this? This video.
I want to say probably like, I would say 4 weeks ago.
Oh, that's new? Yeah. Wow, I have a very old sound. That's pretty dope. Yeah. What are they called?
Brotality.
Hair metal's coming back, bro.
That's funny.
And the skater I was thinking of was Jason Dill, and I guess he was just doing like a partnership with his company is called It's Fucking Awesome or something like that.
Yeah, no, but what is it called?
He founded a company called Fucking Awesome.
Oh.
And then they partnered with Supreme really or something. Cool. No, it's called Fucking Awesome. And they partnered with Supreme. So I guess, sorry, I was misinformed again. I was wrong about something.
He's always misinformed. He's kind of retarded.
You let it go. Move on to the next thing. Johnny, pirating and stealing what again? What was you talking about?
No, I don't do none of that. LimeWire. Remember LimeWire? I used to steal all kinds of shit. You don't remember LimeWire?
No,
what's that? Lying ass.
I was a Kazaa guy.
same difference. Same thing. It did the same thing.
I wonder
thing.
If Lars gets like an itch somewhere on his body every time.
Every time someone mentions Napster.
LimeWire. Yeah. Like, Kazaa.
My Napster sensor tingling.
You remember what Lamelli said when he dropped that cover? He said he had to actually.
Oh, yeah. He had to permission. Get approval. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he had to pay Metallica to do the cover. I'm like, that's so gay, dude.
Yeah, it's on DistroKid.
That's so fucking crazy.
That's nuts.
I wonder how much bands actually do that, you know? Metallica, obviously one of them.
Yeah, no, I am.
If Cliff Burton was still alive, he wouldn't let that shit happen.
Yeah, he wouldn't let that fly.
He was
and we're speaking for a man that we don't know at all from Adam.
Died before I was born.
We're just going to assume his character and say he wouldn't do that shit.
He would never do that shit.
That's right.
Dude. That's what I like to think.
Yeah.
So I like to think that Cliff Burton was a racist.
What was Metallica? You're hearing it now first. Completely confirmed. Don't ask it any questions about it. Cliff Burton was a racist.
And that's why he's my favorite bass player.
What was the name of their second bassist?
Huh?
The name of their second bassist.
Jason Newsted. Yeah. He was pretty good. What sucks about Jason Newsted is people gave him so much hate and he's actually really good.
Uh-huh.
And they just gave him a lot of hate because Cliff Burton was the man.
Yeah, yeah.
And Cliff Burton helped write.
A sad story. Like people are just jilted, you know, by the idea of a member being replaced by because he was dead, you know,
that sucks. It's unfortunate. Like that never is going to work.
Like, do you listen to Architects at all? Are you a big fan of Architects? No. But that's still one of the saddest stories to me is like the passing away of Tom, you know, like he was like, I believe it was cancer. I'm pretty sure he passed away from cancer and he was like one of their core writers, like one of the founders of the band. And it's like,
same thing with Black Dahlia.
Black Dahlia. There's another band my buddy Roger showed me that it happened. He was Too Close to Touch, I believe. Their vocalist passed away not too long ago. Same to me. That's like a whole fucking next level of like, damn, that's sad, man.
Just sucks.
Sad, yeah.
Just sucks. Okay, unfortunate.
Shout out all the dead musicians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all
Mozart.
The
Mozart. You know, keep going with, you know, Beethoven.
Sebastian.
You want to go down the list like from the beginning?
From the very beginning.
Okay,
yes.
So we got Beethoven, Chopin,
right?
What is it? Sebastian Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach,
not the other Sebastian Bach.
Yeah. The band that was playing when Lincoln was assassinated.
Yes, they're playing at the location of
the band that played at the first Olympics that Hitler was at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Shout out them for being dead.
They were called. They were called Nine.
Yeah, nine. It was ironically only eight members. Only eight members in that band. Oh man. So keep going. Shout out Louis Armstrong. He's a dead musician.
Right.
Frank Sinatra.
Right, Ray Charles. Now we're getting up there.
Miles Davis.
We got one.
Got you.
There's another one.
I like that.
Who are the ones that died in the plane?
Elvis.
I don't think Elvis is dead. I'm one of those guys. That's my conspiracy.
Come on, John Denver. Let's go. Aaliyah.
But the original plane crash musicians, who are they? There was like three of them that died. Richie Valens. Richie Valens and then
Richie Valens.
And then
That's highly offensive. That's the most offensive thing that was said here today.
Honestly, the most offensive thing that's ever happened to me was when I watched the movie La Bamba and then found out that Lou Diamond Phillips, that's what it is. He was not actually Richie Valens. I was like, I thought it was the real guy.
Oh, you thought it was.
And at the end, I was like, he died. I saw him in another movie. He looked older. He was in Young Guns.
Dude, it was a good movie.
It was funny. When I was a kid, my grandma used to be like, she would like be checking herself in the mirror and stuff. And she'd be like, I look like Selena's killer.
Oh, shit.
She would say that.
Holy everyone, that's so good.
Everyone would be dying, dude.
I look like I should be embezzling money from Selena's fan club. That's fucking killer.
That's crazy. Killer. I see what you did there.
Yep.
That's nice.
I bet you she murdered with that joke.
Hey, what's up? You just murdered with that joke.
Boom.
Awesome.
Time? How are we doing with time?
Close, we got 10
minutes. Ten minutes.
Ooh,
you don't want to wrap a little early. Like I said, I do got a hard out here pretty soon.
Yeah, let's just go.
It takes us 10 minutes to close anyway.
Let's do plugs real quick. Start off with me. Oh, I guess I'm on the screen.
Give us your hard plugs.
Follow me on IG, YouTube, basically and TikTok. You can, I'll start posting on there a little bit more, but it's Johnny Savage, JonnySavag, without the E on Savage and without the H on Johnny. Johnny Savage. Also check out my band DNG Heavy on IG. We're going on a 3-day run up north. We're playing Bakersfield, Cupertino's. Is that what it's called? Cupertino's?
What I hear.
And then Fresno. We're playing 3 dates up north, a few hours away from us over here, which would be fun. And also check out The Dunce. Got a lot of the cool stuff coming out. And we got actually, what, an EP coming out, music video, probably a couple music videos. And yeah, that's it. That's it, Anthony.
So I got actually a lot going on. At the end of June, I'm re-releasing pretty much half of one of my records that I did in my first solo project titled Violent Mouth. It's a 5-track EP. It's called Remembered Forever. It's all those old songs that I thought were like worth like reviving, remixing, remastering. So that's coming out at the end of June, June 26th. And I have another cover coming out. It's nice. A cover of the song Stay by Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. Kind of like a punk goes version of that song.
Right.
And then also I shared with you guys earlier this week on the Nerdworthy podcast, we got more episodes coming up. And also I'm finally rolling out all the campaigning for my Patreon with the solo card thing that I'm doing. I'm really excited about it. It's a thing I've wanted to do my whole life, is just create my own little Marvel universe. And the way I'm doing it, I think is pretty cool, is I'm going to try to do it through a Patreon, and I want to do it with the fans of what I'm doing, like by having them involved with the writing of the process of all the characters and the backstories and the creation of this universe. I want it to be like a give and take, like a everybody's part of it, you know, who's involved with it. So look out for that in the next couple months. And
what you're saying is I can sign up to your Patreon and help you write your own comic book.
Yeah, like, you can make characters gay if you want. You could make them different races if you want. You know, it's all up to you.
Are you sure you
want to
do that?
Oh, yeah, I want to do that. You think, you see how fun that could be?
That could be so fun.
That's going to get so fucking fun.
You're going to create a character called The Pronoun?
Yes! Fuck yes, Mike. With that joke, you earned a free subscription to the Patreon. The
Pronoun, that's
boom,
good.
The Pronoun, that's our main protagonist right there. Now, so follow Nerdworthy, Nerd_Worthy on Instagram and YouTube. Follow the show, releasing new episodes. I got one coming out that's I recorded with my sister as the first guest, and it's fucking hilarious.
I'm definitely watching that one.
But
what? I didn't say nothing.
But yeah, that's about it. Dead Widow CA on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Uncle_energy on Instagram and Nerd_Worthy on Instagram. Mick.
Yeah.
And that's the show, guys. So we're going to go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh, Oh yeah. Honestly, I'm not done. Let me do one more. One last one. Okay, so one last thing. Me and Mick have been working on something. Well, mostly Mick. I'm just like support musician on this. But his whole thing that he's been doing, Cherry Coyote, we finally narrowed down some tracks that I think we're gonna be able to play live. We're gonna try to book some shows, play some live stuff soon. Yeah. Shit is tight. Look out for it, Cherry Coyote.
I'm actually that's kind of sad that us three don't have a project together.
Well, we do. That's your fault.
We have this project. I'm talking about music.
You want to turn it musical?
These stool music?
This fucking guy's got like fucking five things going on. He still wants to fucking...
No, we could make this musical right now. I'll be percussion. Johnny, you be bass still. Okay. And then Mike, you provide the melody. Here we go.
Fucking
go.
Slut, dude. I want to feel this thing. This is a lot of money.
I'm all doing gibberish.
Hey,
dude, we rocked right into sick. It. We rocked right into
that was
it.
Was actually kind of sick. You know,
look every week now. We're gonna give you a new song. There we go.
Yes. You know what? I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied now. So
yeah, America's new heartthrob. All right, back with the plugs.
Yeah. Plug he was up, saying man. Cherry Coyote. We're working on some stuff. I mean, it's been kind of a long time coming.
Some dope music. I've got to hear a lot of it.
I've been stewing on some interesting. Styles.
People aren't ready. I would describe this as a EDM infused form of live musician, live performance. It's really unique. I love the whole idea behind it. It's going to be very fun to play.
I've heard a lot of it already. Mick approached me with Cherry Coyote a long time ago. He's talking about, I want to do this solo project or something. And I was like, he showed me like some of the artwork he was thinking about, some of the music. I'm like, it's dope, dude. It's like, it's Mick. But like a rocky,
yeah, it's
poppy version.
Very electronic, like,
yeah.
Leading electronic. I would say like 60% electronic, and then right. You have all this other live element stuff right. That makes it. That's what makes it unique to me.
Right, you can play it like live. Yeah. So think of the Dunce, but like all Mick on vocals and like a little bit of rock influence.
And it was a very important thing. At least what we were talking about the other day, Mick. It was a very important thing to you, right? To not have Johnny be a part of this project, right?
Right.
It was like you just wanted to make sure. Just like we need to make this as good as possible. So we need to make sure
exclude the he's the odd man out.
Yes,
the sucky one.
I have to say, I totally agree with you, Anthony. This has been a surreal experience.
Doing you can
this.
Play the heel too, Johnny.
He's like, actually, Johnny, we're going to stop the dunce.
Make sure to go check out Johnny's band, Dang.
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 You'll get that later.
I literally want to make that shirt now. That's pretty fucking good.
Dang.
Make it all metal. Make him look all sick. Go ahead.
But yeah. Anyways, but this is the Stuart podcast where the board bitch gets his plugs done for him. Thank you guys.
I mean, I just did Cherry Coyote. You got, you know, still, I don't, did you even
plug
do
yourself, dude?
Yeah. Mixtradamus. So if you like EDM shit, it's pretty much what I like to make for my own shit. Just a producer experiment.
And again, guys, that's Mixtra Dumbass. If you guys didn't catch that,
you make that joke every time, and it's not hitting with me. I don't know. I need to get input on it from other people, but it hasn't made me laugh yet. Try it again next week. How do you think about that? There we go. He's frozen. All right. And go ahead and outro us, Johnny.
Oh, hey, you guys have been listening to the Stool Podcast. I appreciate you all coming through, audio listeners and video watchers on YouTube. I appreciate you. Make sure if you guys, this is the first time you're seeing us on YouTube, like and subscribe. I'll put that in the beginning too, whatever. But I appreciate you guys even giving us a chance. I appreciate you for real though.
And don't forget to comment as well. We only respond to negative comments, and we respond to everyone, but only the negative ones. Give us positive ones if you want, but if you want us to engage with you, you have to talk some shit.
Yeah, tell us what we can do better, because if you just say, oh, this is funny as shit, we're just gonna like
we're just gonna, we're gonna like it and
we're not on. We're gonna move on. Yeah. We don't care about if you like it. So thank you for listening. We'll be back at you on another episode. Appreciate you. Don't do that. They're not gonna like that.
That's for you and Mick.
No, they're not gonna like that though.
You can blur it out.
No, I'm not going to. You can now, put, now, you the can rep, put, now the episode's ruined.
You could put you different that. Color middle fingers over it.
Maybe.
That might work.
Dildos right there.
Yeah, you could put dildos over it.
That might work, actually. All right. Appreciate y'all.
Love y'all.